With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's the kick now. The pitch, fastball, is hit in the air to left center field. Robles calling for it. He's under it waiting. And he makes the catch! He makes the catch! Bang! Zoom down! Winning, Curly W is in the box, and for the first time since 1933, we'll have a World Series in the nation's capital.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of the score. We've got Zach Zabin filling in for David this morning, and our thanks to the fine folks from 106.7 The Fan in Washington for the highlight. And on the line, we have Radio.com Sports MLB Insider Ben Davis. As always, Insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. And let's get to Ben. He joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. Good morning, Ben. How are you?
Top of the morning to you guys. How you doing?
Oh, it's a delight to talk to you, and very curious about your thoughts on the Cubs' managerial search as it relates to bringing in Gabe Kapler. I mean, certainly they didn't fire Kapler right away. The story was they talked to players, and then the owner was like, "Yeah, you know, I want him to go anyway." What? Why bring him in to Chicago? Would he be a good fit with the Cubs?
Well, I think Gabe would be. You know, we heard Matt Klentak, the general manager of the Phillies, say here that he just wasn't relatable with the fans. And I think that was basically the biggest reason that Gabe was let go. There was a lot of stirring here about fans saying they're not going to come back if they keep Gabe Kapler. And I think that had a sounding effect to John Middleton and the ownership group. You know, they need the fans. That's the bottom line. And he didn't relate with the fans here. It's a different, obviously, it's a big market like Chicago is. And, you know, Gabe Kapler was great with us. You know, every day that we saw him, he was great with us. He was open and honest. But I think, you know, if you're looking for a guy that's, you know, into analytics and sabermetrics, I think he definitely is a guy that's very forward-thinking with regards to how to manage on a daily basis. I think that, you know, if the Cubs want to give him a shot, I think that, you know, obviously they have a huge analytical department there. And if they think that, you know, he's a great interviewer, he's very relatable, you can talk to him, he can talk to anybody. But I think it would be a great opportunity for him in Chicago.
When the Phillies made the big move and signed Bryce Harper, did you anticipate what transpired this season from the Washington Nationals?
You know, I just came up with this in my head, and let me know if you've ever heard it before, but good pitching stops good hitting. Do you think I should get that patented?
I'd get a tattoo.
I just came up with it. Anytime you have that threesome, I mean, Scherzer, Strasburg, who has had an unbelievable year in Corbin, you're always going to be in it. And I think that lineup was always flying under the radar, and I don't want to be the I told you so guy, but the bottom line is I was with this team the whole season. I get to see them play, but being in the division in the National League East, they are good from top to bottom. They play good defense. They're just always in it, and they're clicking at the right time. Since mid-May, May 21st, they've been the best team in baseball. They have been unbelievable, but that pitching staff is unbelievable. And each one of those guys have no-hit stuff on a given night. And you know, it's great to see. I'm actually pulling for him. I know people in Philly wouldn't want to hear that, but I'm actually pulling for him to pull it off and win. They've been so close over the years. Dave Martinez, the way he's been able to stick in there, the players have rallied around him, and they're having a lot of fun playing right now.
I think there's a couple of extraordinary things about that team, not the least of which is Mike Rizzo being unafraid to bring up young players. I'm sitting here watching the White Sox, among other teams, and certainly we saw it with the Cubs with Chris Bryant. We see it with the White Sox with some of their young talent. You want years of service and time of service and all that stuff, and And here's Rizzo just bringing guys up, and he doesn't care. Juan Soto, if you got a guy, if you're going to have to make a decision with Harper, get him started. Who cares about the clock? And they're winning despite doing that sort of thing, or maybe because they have done that sort of thing. And other teams are just trying to – and I get it, different windows. You know, they can win now as opposed to a team that's rebuilding. But I love that he's doing that.
I think it's great. You know, there comes a time in everyone's development that gets the big – there's just a time where there's just nothing for them left to do at the minor league level. And if you think they're going to help put W's on the board at the big league level, then get them up there. Service time, all that stuff will take care of itself. I know it plays a factor. You know, Washington's not a team that's really going to conserve a lot of money. They have a big-time payroll. They're not worried about service time and arbitration. If they can help win right now, then they're going to bring him up. Juan Soto is 20 years old. It's a joke what he's doing at the big league level. I mean, if it's crucial, if it's go time and the game's on the line, I want Juan Soto at home plate. I mean, the 20-year-old to have that kind of presence is amazing, and it's great that they can recognize that when they're so young and bring them up and have the effects that they have.
What stands out to you about the American League Championship Series?
Pitching. I mean, you look at that Yankees lineup, and I saw Verlander interviewed during the game yesterday. He said, this is a lineup that just grinds at bats out, this Yankees lineup. But look what the starting pitching is doing from the Astros. I mean, these guys are unbelievable. Garrett Cole yesterday with the 5 walks, but still able to battle through and lead his team to victory. The Astros can beat you in so many different ways. I saw a hit and run yesterday with Altuve at home plate and George Springer on first base. When was the last time you saw a true hit and run in baseball? If you want to hit the long ball, the Astros can hit the long ball. Hit and run, we'll do that. We'll steal bases. We'll outpitch you. We have a good bullpen. Basically, whereas the Yankees, I think, are just going to be up there to outslug you. But this Astros team is unbelievable. They can just beat you in so many different ways.
What do you make of? I mean, I wonder if Bryce Harper is aware that they're kind of throwing shade at him by they keep saying we want to bring a title back to D.C., which apparently is what he said at the introductory news conference. I mean, I guess there's maybe still, you know, I don't know, the girl that got away element going on.
Yeah, I'm sure he's probably thinking, I wonder if I were there, I'd be in the World Series. I thought, obviously, he's a human being, and obviously he's going to cross his mind. But I will say that Bryce Harper here in Philly had a tremendous year. I don't think he could have asked for anything else. He really gets it. He gets everything about Philly, the fan base, and how to play the game. He was tremendous this year and only going to get better. But I think definitely those thoughts have to cross his mind. He's a human being, and he spent, parts of 7 years there in Washington. Obviously, the guy's a lot of buddies on that team, and he's going to be pulling for him. But it's got to hurt. It's, it's where he's, at home and, with his new baby crew and his wife, and, seeing his former team going to the advancing of the World Series has got to be tough.
One of the things that Theo Epstein said here in Chicago after the Cubs ended their disappointing season by not making the playoffs is that he's not going to blow the whole thing up, but you are going to see some significant changes. What's the challenge of, say, doing what the Yankees did, which is kind of retooling your team on the fly without having to wait through a rebuild?
Well, I think the biggest part is player development, and that's why the Yankees are able to sustain. They had more injuries than any team in baseball, but yet to be able to stay where they were is all about player development. They go out and get a Gio Urshela, who they invite to big league camp on a minor league contract, and look what he's done. Gleyber Torres, these guys are able to come up and contribute in such a big way. The player development, look at the Braves and what they're able to do year in and year out. The Cardinals, obviously the Dodgers. These guys, if someone goes down, they have plenty in the tank at the minor league level. They just know how to develop players, and I think if that's something that the Cubs are able to do, they'll be able to sustain that type of winning percentage. There is definitely a fine line. You don't want to blow it up. Now, the one thing the Cubs have in their favor is the fact that they have quite a bit of revenue coming in on a daily basis, on a yearly basis. So from that aspect, if they need a player, they can always go out and buy a player because they have that revenue behind them.
Hey, Ben, thanks a ton. We really appreciate the time.
My pleasure, guys. Anytime. Have a good one.
That's Ben Davis. His podcast is Big Time Baseball Players Edition, and he hosts with Tony Gwynn Jr., radio.com, sports MLB insider Ben Davis is brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. And our thanks to Ben. You know, he was traded to the White Sox in 2004 along with Freddie Garcia. He was in that trade, and the next year the White Sox did pretty well with Freddie Garcia.
And I very fondly remember Ben Davis for breaking up a Curt Schilling no-hitter by laying a bunt down.
He laid down a bunt.
That is some brazen behavior there.
But you couldn't do it to a better guy.
That's right. Yeah, you hate to see bad things happen to Curt Schilling, certainly.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.